Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Tessa Randello. The wait times for GPs in Tasmania is one of the worst in the country, according to new data from TKP Market Research. Nationally, it found 40% of respondents have waited up to 3 weeks for a bulk billing GP appointment amid doctor shortages and fixed rebates. It's even harder to find one in the regions. The metro, 29% waiting a week or more, compared to 17% in the capital cities. Santa's coming back to the streets of Hobart with the return of the Christmas pageant. It's coming back after COVID stalled the celebrations for the last 2 years and will go ahead on November 19 to celebrate its 40th event. Before the break, up to 15,000 people headed to the event. Healthcare workers could be getting a $2,000 boost thanks to the state government. Jeremy Rockliffe says he's written to the unions to propose the allowance, but it's conditional on the sector stopping industrial action. It's expected 9,500 people will be eligible. Meantime, the public sector unions pushing for better wages and working conditions about to go into negotiations on behalf of 24,000 Tassie workers. CPSU General Secretary Thurza White was disappointed that the Premier was a no-show.
What we would have loved to have seen is actually the Premier to come along to listen to the challenges that CPSU members are facing and our practical solutions to improve and build a better public sector, but unfortunately he refused that invitation.
And briefly, we'll soon be paying more to send mail. From the 5th of next month, Australia Post will put up the cost of domestic parcels by 4.5% and international by 4.8%. The big names in Tassie basketball are working to grow the game on the Apple Isle. Basketball Tasmania, the Jack Jumpers and NBL One South clubs working together to capitalise on the success of the state's new NBL team. Jack Jumpers CEO Simon Brookhouse wants every Tasmanian kid to have access to the game in their community, looking to grow it at every level.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.